Gonna ask you to move up. Those who are willing and obedient, move on up on their empty seats on the front, all in this section. And then we are going to go ahead. Father, we thank you right now for this opportunity to share the word. We thank you that your word is anointed. It will go forth. It will accomplish that you send it out to do. And it'll prosper in the thing wherein you send it. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If you're not willing, you don't have to be obedient. Amen. Amen. I said, if you're willing and obedient, move up. If you're not, stay where you are. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I was praying, Lord, what to share. Went down to visit Ruby yesterday, and I told her, I said, I'm talking to the Lord, but he's not talking back to me. Then Lois came, and we visited, and I told Ruby, I'm talking to the Lord, but he's not talking to me. And then I went on, and everybody will stay in. That's what the Lord said. Everybody will stay in. And then I went on and I talked to Bishop afterwards and I said, I'm talking to the Lord, but he's not talking to me. I said, I might have to call you and let you preach to them over the phone. Hallelujah. So I sat down about 8:54. I do time on a lot of things and started to write in my journal to the Lord. And he said, grace to you and peace from God, your Father, and your Lord Jesus Christ. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. And he said, don't worry about some things that I wasn't fretting about, but just concerned about. He said, I already have taken it out, care of it. I've already worked it out. He said, I give you peace. And he said, I've arranged for things to happen. Amen. And then he said this, listen, this is my message. This is my word. This is the word to you. Listen with your heart. Say, listen with your heart. Say, I will listen with my heart. All right, then he said this. He said, I'm a great God, and I do all things well. You tell the people that. So you tell somebody, say, he's a great God, and he does all things well. I want you to know that. Say that. I want you to know that. Amen, amen, amen. Now listen to this. I'm going to read what the Lord gave me. I was sitting on my bed and started at 8:54, stopped writing at 10:20-something. And this is what he said. I will read it. You might see me reading a lot because I want you to hear. I want everybody to what? Hear. I want everybody to hear. Some of the children might not be old enough to understand, but you grab hold of it and you get it into your children. Amen. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, tell the people. You know, those who come on prayer line, we've been praying for Karen and it seems like Karen is getting worse many times. He said, tell the people that Karen is healed, that their prayers are working. And he said, tell you to intensify. He said, there are many Karens out there that need your help. Tell them I said so. And it is no joking matters. People's lives are at stake. God said, tell you there are people out there that need you. Say me. And he says, no joking matter. Their lives are at stake. He said, tell them to stop playing church. Tell them to get on board with Bishop and you or get off the ship. There's too much lukewarmness. Don't modify or qualify these words. They know who they are. They know why I've said this. I've already spoken to them about this. And then he said, he wanted us to see something. He said, when a flower comes to full bloom and the time for the harvest is at hand, it is not time to go fishing. It is time to get the harvest in and get the tools ready. Turn to Mark 4, 26 through 29. Mark 4, 26 through 29. Are you there? Are you there? And he said to them, 26 through 29. And he said, so it is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast a seed into the ground and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed shall spring up and grow, and he knoweth not how. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, and after that, the full corn in the ear. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he putteth in the sickle, because the harvest is come. He said, the harvest truly is ready. My laborers must go forth and put the sickle in. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tell your neighbor, say,
that's you.
And say, that's me. He said, get ready, CFC. Get ready. The flower is almost in full bloom. I told you this in October 2015, but most of you ignored my mandate. Too many of you didn't believe the prophet. Turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20. Don't turn there now. I'm going to read it. We'll read that later. Believe the prophet, and ye shall be established. Believe my prophet today, and act on my word and my command. Say what I say, do what I tell you to do. Follow the examples of your leaders, for they are responsible for your soul. Hebrews 13:17. If you can put that on the screen. If you don't, I'll just read it. Obey them that have ruled over you, and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they that must give an account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. Back in the summer, Paris and Joran and Kellyer were playing there in the den in the family, we call it the family room, and they were just playing and playing whatever they were playing, and Paris said, a tsunami is coming. Stay on the boat. A tsunami is coming. Stay on the boat. And as they played, she said, a tsunami is coming. Stay on the boat. And many of you became familiar with that word tsunami when there was one in Japan. Amen. Well, another definition outside the sea and the water is an arrival or occurrence of something in overwhelming quantities or amount. Large amounts. Everybody say large amounts. So he said this, as Paris said, a tsunami is coming. Stay with the boat. A tsunami is coming. Stay with the boat. A tsunami is coming. Stay with the boat. You, CFC, have to stay with the boat of my word in order to stay afloat. It is not my desire for you to, I gotta see what that word is, scatter. It's not my desire for you to scatter, but to be close as the scale of the Lebanon in Job. So close in oneness and in spirit in Christ Jesus that one cannot fall because another is there to pick him up.